August 28. Directions for the Youth. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. There are great things expected from the sons and daughters of God. I look upon the youth of today, and my heart yearns over them. What possibilities are open before them? If they sincerely seek to learn of Christ, he will give them wisdom, as he gave wisdom to Daniel. They may obtain directions from him who is mighty in counsel. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111:10. Says the psalmist, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalm 119:130. And the wise man writes, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Let the youth try to appreciate the privilege that may be theirs, to be directed by the unerring wisdom of God. Let them take the word of truth as the man of their counsel, and become skillful in the use of the sword of the Spirit. Satan is a wise general, but the humble, devoted soldier of Jesus Christ may overcome him. It is written of the victors that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We must not trust self. Our finite strength is only weakness. Says Jesus, "Without me ye can do nothing." But he promises, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." John chapter 15, verses 5 and 7. It is thought a great honor to be invited into the presence of a king of this earth. But let us consider the amazing privilege that is proffered to us. If we obey the requirements of God, we may become the sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Through a crucified and risen Savior, we may be filled with the fruits of righteousness, and be fitted to shine in the courts of the King of Kings through unending ages. Our work is to seek the closest union with the Son of God, to learn in His school, to become meek and lowly of heart, to work the works of Christ, advancing His kingdom and hastening His coming. Review and Herald, February 28, 1888.